This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner, and we have a very special guest co-host today, holistic health nutritionist, fitness instructor, all of the things health-wise, Nikki Lanigan. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining. I'm really excited about this. We are going to talk about so many things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. We're going to get into the health and fitness side of things. And the holistic side, I am just so fascinated. But before we get into too much of that, we have to talk about a little celebrity gossip. The rumor mill is still going regarding who is going to be the next James Bond. It seems like it's basically all but signed on the dotted line that Aaron Taylor Johnson is going to be it. He is still rumored. It is still unofficial. But Pierce Brosnan is now weighing in, and he says that he has it. He has the charisma. He can totally do this. Did you ever watch the James Bond films, Nikki?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think I saw one that Halle Berry was in, but James Bond is such an iconic character, and so many iconic actors have played him in the past, like Sean Connery, like you said, Pierce Brosnan, and I think Aaron Taylor Johnson fits.
Yeah.
He will make a great James Bond.
I loved him in Savages, the Blake Lively movie.
Yeah.
2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was great. Same as you, I never really got into the James Bond films itself, but it's such an iconic character. I remember being little and I wanted my chocolate milk shaken, not stirred. Just stuff like that. The only Bond film I'd ever seen was Skyfall. With Daniel Craig. And I think that he was such an astounding James Bond. And then, of course, I've seen Pierce Brosnan in other things. The one James Bond actor, I'm forgetting his name, but he was in, Beautician and the Beast with Fran Drescher. I want to say it was like a late 90s movie. It was obviously, a play off of Beauty and the Beast. But
yeah,
that James Bond actor was in it. And it was good. So I think that I kind of hope that they do this, that they go with the Aaron Taylor Johnson, that he moves past being rumored and actually gets cast. I could definitely see this one.
I know, me too, yeah.
I kind of liked the idea of one of the previously rumored ones. Who is it? Idris Elba?
Oh, really? I didn't hear that one.
That was...
He would be good, too.
Yeah, I think he would have been really good. But at this point, with who's rumored, I wonder if Elba's too old. Which, yeah, I mean, obviously, maybe. Never, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Aaron Taylor Johnson's definitely younger, and he looks younger than even Pierce Brosnan character.
Yeah.
So if they're that direction, yeah.
Uh-huh, and even Pierce is like, he has that charisma, or what are the kids calling it today? Riz. I'm a PTA mom, and I was doing a book fair or whatever for the kids, and you helped the students find some books that they're looking for. And I was helping this one young man, and he's talking about like, oh, this book is bussin' and all these things. And I'm thinking, I know what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I feel like you're talking a different language. And then I realized my age, that I am a generation that is so far removed. There are two other generations behind me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even like Generation Alpha, because I have a Gen Z and Gen Alpha, they talk different. My Gen Z talks like me, but Gen Alpha, they use all those words.
Has there been a conversation of the thumbs up hand gesture?
No, I've heard it though. Mine don't care. Mine use emojis still. And the thing with periods and exclamation points, like they think you're yelling if you use punctuation.
Oh, that's funny.
They don't use punctuation.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, You know what? I have heard the using a period at the end of a sentence when texting. Sometimes people are like, why are you mad? Or stuff like that.
Yeah.
The thumbs up cracks me up, though, because I was talking with somebody about this where it's almost a sign of aggression. And not just the thumbs up. It's the emoji itself, not just the hand gesture. And if you state something and use the thumbs up, it's okay. But if you just respond to somebody with a thumbs up, that feels like my generation's K. Like if you say something to somebody and they answer not even okay, just the letter K, you're like, oh, we're fighting now. I didn't realize this. Okay, let's go.
I think that is, though, if I text something, well, it depends on who it is, because if I text something and someone just does a thumbs up or a heart, the thumbs up, I figure they're busy and they read it, but they'll get back to me. But if they do the actual emoji, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when you could click on the text and you get bubbles and you can do a thumbs up, that's fine. But if someone texts back the actual thumb, that is kind of like...
aggressive.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. All right. So this is not new news anymore. Kate Middleton, and she announced her cancer diagnosis. But the way the media has, not only the media, but on social media prior to her acknowledgement, there were a lot of rumors, a lot of things going on of like, oh, she had a surgery and it was botched. Or even people saying like, the Prince and Princess of Wales are getting a divorce and he's been stepping out on her, or that there's like a doppelganger, that they hired a doppelganger, a full on the film Dave. Do you remember that from the 90s?
Yeah.
Like a situation like that. And now that she has announced, you know, she's addressed everything, announced that she's going through preventative chemotherapy, there are people in the news and social media still saying that this was a botched attempt to let people know what was going on, that the royals and the palace, the quote unquote, the firm, they should have acknowledged something sooner. But we're both moms. We get this. She even acknowledged this. She said this in her statement that their priority is their children, their young family.
Right.
And they wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to explain this to their children, have their children understand this. But also they waited until they were their kids were on spring break, so they didn't have to go into this media frenzy back at school and have to deal with anything. You know, things will simmer down by the time they go back to school. And it's just unfortunate. And then it also raises the conversation of, do celebrities actually owe us information on their lives?
No, they don't. One, Kelly Preston. How many of us knew she had cancer? No one knew.
No
she
one.
Passed away. They didn't. Kirstie Alley, I don't think, told anyone. There was, that actor, that male actor. He was in the...
Oh, Marvel.
Marvel film.
Yeah.
He didn't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't owe us anything. It is... They're real people.
Yeah. No, Chadwick Boseman, I remember seeing stuff in the news a little bit where he got really gaunt looking and people were wondering, is that for a role? Does he need help? And it's just, you never know what somebody's going through. So first off, we need to normalize not commenting on people's bodies, period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And celebrities, just because they're in the public eye, that's their job. That's not, that doesn't have to be their lifestyle.
Yeah. And so people are saying, why did the palace even put out that picture that they edited or whatever? They were, you know, people were saying, where is she? Where is she? They were just trying to quiet a little bit. But at the beginning, the very beginning, the press release said she was having surgery and would not be back till after Easter.
We knew that she'd be hospitalized for about 2 weeks or so. And doing additional things like that. Well, and she has admitted to using Photoshop in the past. And I think after the Mother's Day Photoshop fiasco happened, they found that there were some Photoshop fails in like previous photos from years ago. I think one was even on the Queen's birthday after her death from like the previous summer before she had passed. Yeah. And they found some Photoshop things. And there's also the question of, people were saying, did Kate actually Photoshop things? Was she truly playing around with it? Or are they just throwing her under the bus, making her take the fault for it? Because the reality is, we love Kate. More people love Kate than don't love Kate. You know what I mean? Like, we're more likely to look past things with her, probably, just because we adore her so much. Doug Rose, this question was a few weeks ago about But I think, yeah, this was before we knew about her cancer diagnosis. And it was the fact that we didn't know what was going on with Kate. We knew what was going on with Prince Charles to the extent that he has cancer. We don't know what type of cancer. And we really don't know much else about any of it. Mm-hmm. But nobody seemed to, there weren't all of these rumors. Nobody seemed to care as much about information from Charles as they did with Kate. And I think that is a lot to, has a lot to do with the fact that she was kind of like, it's this old, not rom-com, but like the fairy tale normal person who marries royalty and becomes a princess. You know what I mean? It's like that fairy tale come to life in a way that had everybody captivated, even when they were just dating while they were at university.
Yeah. And society loves salacious things. They love to put spins on things and get the rumor mill going, and they're bored in their own life. So to speak.
You know, that's very accurate. Well, and with the rumor mill, with social media, let's kind of switch the focus to social media itself. Mm-hmm. It's getting more and more difficult to know what to believe when it comes to social media, because people will post things. A lot of people get confused and take somebody's opinion as a fact. The Florida governor had signed a bill that would ban children under 14 from having social media accounts, period. We already know that social media can, you know, is an issue for mental health and all of those things, especially for younger kids. But is there a certain point where we say let parents parent and the government should stay out of it?
Yes,
what
I think
you
so.
Noticed?
Well, okay. First of all, my kids are a little older. However, sports correspond with the kids, the athletes, via social media. When they used to do cheer, it was Facebook. This is Snapchat is how they text. It's how they interact. Yes, I think there's a huge downfall because everyone's posting their highlight reels. Everyone, like celebrities and influencers, are showing what they ate in a day, what their workout is. So then people are saying, you know, thinking, oh, if I eat like her, if I work out like her, I'll look like her. Millionaires are posting their homes and making smoothies in their homes.
And oh, yes. And we're going to have to talk more about this in a moment. Yeah. It's 18 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Joining me is guest co-host, holistic health coach and instructor Nikki Lanigan. And we need to continue this conversation on social media where people post highlight reels. They post these recipes that look so easy and they don't always show all of the mishaps, the fails, the fact that they're not actually doing this every day. It's not right. Their daily life. It's just the parts of their life they want people to see. And a lot of it is staged. So we question how it's not damaging, but not damaging mental health, especially for the younger generation.
Right. Well, even myself, as someone in their 40s, I see these people making their smoothies and their kitchen sink has no dishes in it, no clothes on the floor. So, of course, I'm comparing myself. So what are our kids doing? Our kids are most definitely comparing themselves to each other, to other people, to these influencers. They also can see when they're left out. They can see when people are at a party or went shopping or to the movies and they weren't invited. So there's all that. However, I do see my kids picking up good habits. This is also where they get their news. You know, they just Fox, CNN, MSNBC, wherever you watch your news, this is how they get theirs. And they get recipes from there. They get how to do heatless curls, you know, so dance moves.
And that's awesome. And this kind of also makes me think of, when was it that Julia Roberts posted about social media and how even the bullying aspect, like back when we were in school, bullying, if you're bullied, it stopped when the school bell rang. Where now social media, everybody is so easily accessible.
Right.
And you can, with Meta stuff, you can DM people, you can post hateful comments. And Julia Roberts had discussed where she had a slumber party with her adult niece, Emma Roberts, also an actor. And they just had such a great time. And Emma ended up posting the photo and Julia decided to share the photo herself as well. And people were just commenting on, like, you know, quote unquote, she's hideous and she's ugly. And they thought that was a man and all these things. And she was saying how, like, she's assured of herself. She knows who she is. And she felt so hurt. And she's like, not even just what people are saying to me, but then the way they fight with each other in the comments and the language they use and And these are adults. Like, children learn things from the home and from their peers who learn things from the home. So it's like you have these adults who probably wouldn't say these things to somebody's face, let alone the celebrity, where they just feel the audacity, feel compelled to be so nasty. And again, let's normalize not commenting on people's appearances one way or the other, but you know what I mean? It's just like,
I know
she's an adult. And then you have these kids who are kind of, well, who am I? Where do I fit in? I didn't get as many likes on my photo that somebody else got on their photo. I don't have the same amount of followers.
I know. What are they called? Keyboard warriors. Yes.
Internet trolls, all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
I have to give it to Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, who have been they've been very vocal about keeping their children out of the public eye. She essentially stepped back from acting so that she could take care of them. And they even live like north of Hollywood, way north of Hollywood or somewhere outside of Hollywood, because they don't want their kids going to school with other Hollywood children. They don't want them to be exposed necessarily to that lifestyle, which really isn't real.
Yeah. I know. I see both sides. What do you think? Do you think government should get involved?
No.
With social media?
No. Yeah. I don't think government should be involved in this. Let parents parent how they want to. I do think that there should be parenting involved and limit.
Right.
But the government needs to stay out of it. It's 27 after the hour.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty, he knows when you've been nice. Oh no, that's another guy.
Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug is out, but he will be back before we know it. Joining me is Nikki Lanigan, holistic health instructor, nutritionist, lifestyle coach, all of the things that involve health, wellness, fitness, holistically. Nikki, thank you again for joining.
Thank you for having me.
So what have you been noticing to really just jump into it? It's spring. It's allergy season. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that anything is worse this year? And how do allergies kind of really relate to our lifestyle and how we eat?
Yeah. So this year, I haven't noticed anything yet. It's kind of like gloomy and rainy here in the Midwest. But so then that just means that spring things will blossom a little later. And then, you know, hay fever, watery, scratchy eyes, throat. I get coughs So that is your lung. And in Ayurveda, the lung and Chinese medicine, the lungs means sadness and grief. Like each organ in your body also represents an emotion. With allergies. Yeah.
Wait, sorry, can we touch on that before we move on? What does each one represent?
I don't know each one off the top of my head, but lungs is grief and sadness. Liver is anger. Your kidneys and spleen are, your heart's anxiety. I know that. Your kidneys and spleen are together and there's something.
So is it kind of like when people say that you, if you hold on to a certain, I don't want to say a negative emotion, because I feel like emotions aren't necessarily negative. They always have a meaning to it. There's always a reason.
Right.
It helps you figure it out. But if you hold on to something, then it does affect your health. It's stored in certain areas.
Yeah. That's also certain body points. And we say this in the yoga world, in the spiritual world, your issues are in your tissues. Just an anger stored in your low back, just certain places in your spine. Also your hip stores emotions too. So if you ever practice yoga and you're doing like a hip opener or deep hip stretch, some people say they get like sad, or if you've had a really deep tissue massage, some people release sadness or they start crying. I've never personally had this, but you hear people, this has happened to them.
Is that why with like certain, what is it, somatic exercises or somatic breath work, where it can release things you didn't even realize you were holding? I was at a class during somatic breath work, and there was a moment where I started like tearing up, and I was kind of like, what is this? Where is this coming from? Yeah. And then meanwhile, my friend who was next to me is like sobbing her eyes out. And afterwards we were discussing, and she's like, I didn't know I had any of that in me. And it's just, that's so what was that line? Your issues are in your tissues.
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. So back to allergies.
That's right. What was the other thing you said? Allergies. Have I noticed anything with allergies?
Yeah. I know that there's typically, like, what do they say, a 7-year cycle, but I always wondered if it has to do with anything we're eating, especially when it, not only seasonal allergies, but food allergies. It does seem like there are more food allergies, and maybe they were just misdiagnosed, but it doesn't seem like, I know growing up, I knew a few people with peanut allergies, or being on a flight, and I was like, hey, we have a severe peanut allergy. If you brought anything like that on board, please don't open it, stuff like that. Where now it's like a lot of people have peanut allergies, tree nut allergies, egg allergies, not just intolerances, but full on allergies to all of these different things. And it makes you wonder, did these develop because of our lifestyle, because of the way we're eating, because of the way our food is made and modified and generated, or were they just misdiagnosed from the years before?
Well, it's kind of a combo of all of them, and they're all hypothetical or hypotheses, like possible reasons. One, I want to say I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, so get that disclaimer out there. One is the hygiene hypothesis. So we, even before 2020, we were cleaning more. Clorox, hand sanitizer, that's one. The other one is changes in our diet. Another one is stress, and the other one just is environmental, like smog, pollution, everything's getting in our soil, GMOs. And then the other one is what you said, maybe we're just more aware of it, because sometimes an allergy isn't a full blown like anaphylactic shock. You can just get hives, and you can get like swollen and stuff. And another one is stress. They're seeing that we are more stressed in today's society, and that is playing a role in our immune system.
What is a good way to combat? Because we can't change what's going on around us. We can only change how we deal with what's going on around us. From a holistic standpoint, what are some of your tips of how to really manage stress with a focus on health?
So for stress, I would really suggest meditation or breath work, whichever one you feel more called to do, or which you think you'll stick with. You know, some people say like, I don't have time for it. maybe just start with 5 minutes, 5 minutes meditation, or go outside on a walk. Go on a walk. Don't talk on the phone while you're walking. Just be in nature walking, be in the sunshine. Actually rest and relax. And whatever you choose to do, you want it to fill your cup up. So you want it to recharge your batteries. So some people say, like, sitting and watching Netflix is not filling up your cup. It's just being lazy. That's not true. If you are feeling recharged, it's recharging your mindset, your mental, emotional, physical health, then that is something that you could work on. Even if you practice like just counting to 10, like breathe in deeply, hold your breath, count to 10, and slowly exhale for a count of 10, that can help relax you. It can help your parasympathetic nervous system. That's your fight or flight, you know, just bring it all back down.
Speaking of fight or flight, that reminds me of a meme I recently saw where it was a person and it was like a photo and they're holding a coat, like a child's coat. And it, in the content, the text of it is saying, just reminding my nervous system that I'm not being chased by a tiger. I'm just trying to get my child to put their shoes on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's so true, that a lot of times it is seriously it's something that's so insignificant, but we get riled up. And that raises the question, why are we so riled up? Well, it's that flight or fight response that we have no control over until we address it.
We're trying to do too many things at once, especially females, working moms. We're trying to do it all and do this, this, then I have to do this, this. And then our brain is like firing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have too much on our plate.
And we're in a culture of rushing. Everything has to be, yeah. I mean, it is so hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. And a lot of just rushing around when you realize, well, what's the worst thing that could happen if I am late to this?
Yeah,
you're
nothing.
Late, nothing else.
I know. I'm like that with my kids going to school too. And I'm always thinking, if they're late, that's on them. Why do I hold it so, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to look like a bad mom because my kid's late to school.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things you have been doing lately is, I know I'm going to mispronounce it, so please correct me.
Ayurvedic
alchemy?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, what exactly does that entail? What is that?
Oh my gosh, this is a long... so the short thing, the short condensed version. Ayurvedic has been around for like centuries, and it's kind of like Chinese medicine. It works with the chakras, and that's energy points in your body. And it's like an Indian philosophy. You do not have to be, you know, people think, oh, yoga and all this spiritual stuff, you have to be like Buddhist or a monk, or you don't. I mean, it's just a mindset. I think it's just a mindset, but it's about balancing your energy points in your body, which are called chakras. It's about bringing in the harmony in your physical well-being, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual well-being. So if you want to go to church, that is, you already have a spiritual practice, you know, but you could also practice breathwork and meditation too.
What is your favorite breathwork to do?
My favorite is probably the 5-7-8 or the box breath, but 5-4-7-8 rather. You inhale for a count of four. You hold your breath at the top for a count of seven, and then you exhale slowly for a count of eight. So you inhale for four, hold your breath for seven, exhale for eight. However, if you are pregnant, you should not hold your breath. Just always long, slow, deep breathing.
Okay. And how many rounds of that do you do?
I would say if you're new, you could start with a minute, but then you could do 3 to 5 minutes. You can even do six.
That's really neat. When it comes to, we were talking about like some body blockages and the issues in the tissue. When it comes to your chakras, what is something that we can do to, I know Reiki, if you go to a Reiki specialist, that can help. But is there anything that we can do ourselves to help fight some of those blockages?
Well, yes, Reiki is really good. And actually a Reiki master could tune into you and, you know, see which chakras are blocked or overactive. Or for yourself, you would just, you know, you could go onto Google and search the symptoms, you know, root chakra, that's the base of your spine. What is the blocked root chakra? What is an overactive? And it has physical aspects, and then it also has mental. So, like, we'll just go with root, and that's at the base of your spine, and the color is red. And it represents stability, security, and your basic needs. So a blocked root chakra, you would have anxiety, fear, panic disorder. An overactive one would mean you're materialistic, you're greedy, you have resistance to change. Easy way to balance it is exercise. Grounding exercises specifically, that would be like yoga and meditation.
Interesting. Okay, that's awesome. Well, so you are a specialist in this. You are a holistic nutritionist, a fitness instructor. If you want to get in touch with Nikki, if you're looking to level up on your health, your wellness, your nutrition, you can reach out to her, NikkiYogaAndWellness.com. That's N-I-K-K-I, NikkiYogaAndWellness.com. Sign up for the newsletter. There's also a very fun podcast, Fit, Fun, and Frazzled, available on the website and really anywhere you like to download your podcast.
I don't really do nutrition anymore, like meal guides and stuff, but I can help people that want to get better into tune with their bodies eating, just because I'm not a dietitian. I didn't go to school for dietetics, but I want people to know the difference between the two.
Makes sense.
So, yes.
Wonderful. Well, Nikki, thank you very much.
Thank you.
More to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stephen's Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it, but right now we have our movie mastermind, Chuck Curry, and the most iconic, one of the most iconic theme songs ever, whether you've seen the film or not, you know that that was Rocky, right? Hi, Chuck.
How are you? Yeah, that was composed by Bill Conte, one of the most iconic themes, I think, in the history of film. And we play that because this day in film history, March 28, 1977, Rocky won the Oscar for Best Picture. Now, if you look, Jay, at the Best Picture, this is a difference between films made today and films made back in 1976 when Rocky came out. The nominees were Rocky, Network, Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, Bound for Glory, which was a Depression-era film with David Carradine, and All the President's Men with Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford. You could argue that the crop of those movies were head and shoulders above just about 99% of everything released in the last 10 years. But Rocky did win the Oscar for Best Picture. John Avildsen won Best Director for Rocky, did a great job. And that really puts Sylvester Stallone on the map for great things ahead. And his career is still going strong now into his 70s, as is the Rocky franchise. With six standalone Rocky movies, two Creed movies, and three Creed movies, and probably one more, at least, Creed movie on the way in the next.
Do you think that there is a point where they will fully remake the franchise?
That's a good question. I hope not. I mean, obviously, listen, we all know that the studio heads could care less about the legacy and who should play these roles as long as these movies make serious coin for their bank accounts. But I cannot see any actor ever stepping in the shoes of Rocky Balboa other than Sylvester Stallone. I mean, it's not really like James Bond. You know, James Bond, you could have interchangeable actors, Tomb Raider, Batman, you know, superheroes, you could do it. But this is not really a role that fits itself because he's so defined, Stallone, by this.
Oh,
There's always that possibility. Yes, good question.
So what has been going on in the movies? Because you made the comment that when when Rocky won the Oscar, it was a stacked list of nominations. And I feel like you're right. It used to be like really who was going to take home the award, because there are so many great films where in recent years it's like, okay, it's definitely going to be this film or it's going to be this film or that film. It's always narrowed down to one or two.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'll give you in terms of the industry as a whole, I'll give you an example. I interviewed Matthew Lillard, who is the star of Scream, and he played Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. And about 4 months ago, I was speaking to him, and I said to him, give me your thoughts on the industry as a whole, why you think the industry is radiated to superhero movies so drastically in the last, like, 5 to 10 years. And he said when he first started in the business, which would have been the early 80s, that the people who ran the studios actually cared about the quality of films that they produced, which was the case back in 1976. The people who run studios now are only interested in content, and they really don't care. This has been the mistake the industry's made about singles and doubles, meaning quality films that make a little bit of money. Not a lot of money, but they make a little bit of money, and they're good quality that will stand the test of time. And what you've seen in the last at least 5 years, after COVID, is a lot of watered-down product that is really based content for streaming networks, and the legacy of most of these films made now, unfortunately, will not stand the test of time like Rocky did back in 1976. I think that's the best way to answer that question.
Well, and then you have the added interest in AI, artificial intelligence, which has already seemed like it's taking over.
It's definitely had an effect. I mean, look, you could feed a story idea into AI, and they would probably give you a very respectable script on some levels, maybe a very good script. I don't know the answer to that question. How extensive is script writing, even though they're not supposed to do it, in AI? It's probably a pretty easy ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of the human mind coming up and thinking about all films released in the last 100 years, a computer could probably do it instantaneously and pop out a lot of different ideas for a screenplay.
And a lot cheaper. Well, there's an issue right now that the debate is intensified in the UK because Sarah Poyser, who starred for like 10 years as Donna Sheridan in the stage production of Mamma Mia, she didn't say what the new project was, but she received an email saying that she'd been fired, she'd been replaced by AI.
Wow. Yeah, I just read that happening too this morning. It's scary.
Chuck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
More
good talking to you.
Always on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.